You are listening to Purpose Over Perfection, hosted by me, Adrienne Reilly. I'm a mom, a blogger, an entrepreneur, and I love encouraging and empowering other women. You don't have to feel lost, anxious, overwhelmed, or confused with life anymore, and I'm here to help you embrace who you really are and explore all of those opportunities. Hey friends, so I'm so excited for today's topic. We're going to be talking about how to just get everything under control in your life and how to really utilize your time. Before I jump right into this, I just want to say if you haven't already left a rating or a review on whatever platform you're on, totally go do that. It just warms my heart seeing that I've gotten so many 5-star ratings and you guys have connected with me and some people have reached out to me that I have no idea who you are unless it was for this podcast. So totally do that so I can help reach more people and just connect. That is the whole point of this. I am just looking to connect and create an amazing community for everyone. So without any further ado, let's jump right into it. So on some of my previous podcasts, you've already heard me talk about how I get up an hour early before my children, at least an hour early every single day. And not only does that bring me more joy and positivity in my life and more stability, and it makes me feel less overwhelmed, so basically it helps with every aspect of my life. It really helps me get the things that need to be done during the day. I was reading so many articles just this last couple weeks about how successful people only get 6 hours of sleep. And I was like, that is a load of crap. I did not believe that at first. And then I put it to the test. And I have never been more successful in the last 2 weeks in my, like literally in my entire life. The last 2 weeks I've been getting up at six and I've noticed such a difference. I literally work from about 9 or 10 at night until midnight, go to bed, wake up at 6 a.m., and I feel like $1 million. So the lesson is get up early. I don't care about your time or schedule. You can always make this work and get a minimum of 6 to 7 hours of sleep. And I promise, I know that some of you guys work shift work, or maybe you guys have odd hours, but you can always get that 6 hours of sleep. And then I guess this kind of applies, like get up earlier than what your schedule or day looks like, just for you guys who work shift work or funny hours, but for the general population, get up early. So what my morning kind of looks like, I'll just walk you through it. On a day-to-day basis, I will get up about 6 o'clock. And the first thing I do is I make myself tea or I go get Tristan and I coffee and I kind of make that special. We do a lot of duck dates. If you have been following my Instagram for any time, you know that we sit on the deck together when we have our coffee or tea when he is not working super, super early in the morning, and we spend that time together. And it's so refreshing because if you're a parent, you know what? Even if you're in a relationship, it's important to carve out that time. And we choose to do it every single morning. And we start off the day with a positive and gratitude heart. Is a gratitude heart a word? Well, now it is. But we start off our day like that intentionally. And then what we do after is we sit there for about 15, 20 minutes. And then I get right into everything. I write out 3 things that I want to do first thing in the morning. I'm drinking my coffee as I'm doing the dishes, if I didn't do them the night before. Sometimes I do a quick sweep. Sometimes if I didn't get the kitchen tidy because mom life and work life, I'll do that then. And I set up my day for success. When I get up that much earlier, sometimes I don't meal prep every single meal. I basically, we have meats always cooked in the fridge so we can just add it to a supper side, or we can make a lunch super easy, or if I'm usually on the go and so I can just grab that and have healthy options. But generally speaking, I do not meal prep my breakfasts. I really enjoy cooking, if you didn't know that about me. So in the mornings, I get up early and I just like prepare what I'm going to make for me and the kids. And I generally don't eat without them, just because in my head, I'm like, that is so many more dishes I have to do. But just doing that kind of stuff kind of gives you this groove of I'm getting things done. And it feels so good to make a list. And so what that kind of does is when you make a list of everything from eating and showering and having that coffee date, or even if that coffee date was with yourself, I journal every single morning. I do all of these things and I write a list down. And it isn't like a timed thing. Like I don't put a timer on my phone. I go by the way things feel and I just make sure I am getting things done. But crossing it off makes you feel so empowered and it really starts your day off like, wow, I am being so successful today. And I think that helps with instead of sitting on the couch in the morning, scrolling Instagram, scrolling Facebook, going back to Instagram, going back to Facebook, going back to Instagram. This helps you actually get the stuff done in your life that maybe isn't so exciting, but needs to get done. And a lot of the times I will put on a podcast or I follow some people that do lives and sometimes I'll just go watch one of their previous lives on their page or something and just like, I don't know, it just makes me feel like I'm not alone and it makes me feel like the tasks I'm doing aren't so daunting. And so that is just kind of how I set up my morning. I have this all written out and I'm not going to give you my 100% exact schedule and routine because your schedule is your schedule and mine is mine. And we have different ideas of success. So that is the first thing. Set off your morning and your day to such a positive way where you are getting some things done during the day. I'm not saying get everything done in the first hour of being awake, but definitely start the ball rolling. So I'm a stay-at-home mom and I am starting to homeschool my kids already from a younger age. And I'm not going by curriculum right now because Maverick is too in a bit, but we are doing some preschool-like things. So what I'll do is I'm just noticing you're going to hear my kids play in the background, so hopefully no one minds. But anyways, I spend the hour doing some of the things that, you know, are going to clear up my headspace. I've talked about this a lot. When my environment is all gross and crowded, my mindset is gross and crowded, and I cannot function properly. It affects my mental health, and it definitely, being overwhelmed is not fun for anyone. So I make sure that I'm not overwhelmed and I'm treating myself appropriately, and I think that helps a lot with the focus. And so after that, I will schedule out my day. I do use a Google Calendar and I kind of block it off. So I know that from 7:30 until 8:30, we're doing breakfast and then a cleanup. And then I know from 9:30 to 11:30 every single day, that's the time where we run our errands. So it's when we get groceries. That's when we do banking. That is when we have play dates. That's when I do all of those kind of things and we get out of the house and really enjoy ourselves. And the kids know. The kids know after that the dishes are all done and that the kitchen is cleared off, they go and put their clothes and they go put their shoes on. They know it's time to leave. And so I've really instilled this routine where my kids are able to follow. And so when we come home, they know it's lunchtime. So they get into their little seats and they wait for me to cook supper or lunch. And sometimes they are helpful. Sometimes they like helping peel the orange or peeling the banana or whatever fruit we're having with our lunch. But all I'm trying to say is having a routine is more than just having it on paper. It's more about the following through and seeing the success in your life. And the reason why getting groceries at a certain time every single day helps is because I'm not leaving it until last minute. And then all of a sudden, I have nothing to cook supper with. Or all of a sudden, I realize that the kids are hungry and it's lunchtime and we have nothing to make lunch with. Like, just hypotheticals. So just having a schedule and just making sure you know when things are going to get done and really creating your to-do list for weekly to-do list and daily to-do list definitely help with just getting your shit together. Another thing I do is this isn't always looked up upon depending on what parenting styles you have or who you are as a person, but once a week I will put on a movie for the kids. And if you know me, the kids don't really watch a whole ton of TV. I just don't prefer it. But anyways, once a week, I'll put on a movie for them in the morning and I will give them like just a bunch of cut up fruits and just let them hang out. And they get so excited and they know what's up when they see the TV going with their fruit. They know it's time to hang out. And so anyways, what I do during that time, that's when I mop and scrub the floors or like scrub any of the walls where they've left disgusting handprints, and I will wash down the bathroom thoroughly and we'll do all of those kind of things. And just like I said, having a routine, like a weekly routine, just helps get on top of everything. If you don't have kids, this can look like just once a week dedicating your time to a really deep clean of your home. And you have the luxury to not have your kids get in the way of that. So definitely utilize that, because when you have kids, you are going to be amazed by how messy things get so quick. Now, I totally acknowledge that some of you guys do not have the luxury to stay home with your kids. And if you're not a parent, you are probably working full time. And so I understand that things kind of get, you know, maybe lost, and maybe sometimes you're not on top of your schedule, and maybe you just truly, you need to be honest with yourself. Maybe you're not a good scheduler or planner, or maybe you're not super organized, but I promise you it doesn't have to be complicated. And another thing I've learned, so I work from home and I work about 3 hours a day, just creating my content and working with clients, that kind of thing. So what I tend to do is I break it into chunks, and that's the same you can do with anything that you have on your to-do list. So for me on my to-do list, it's like email back clients. It is do the client work. And I like what I do is I list out what I need to be doing and then branch off from that. So when I'm working for clients, I need to write all their social media content. I need to plan their social media content. I need to make the graphics for Pinterest. I need to make their graphics for their podcast. I need to make graphics for their blog. Like, I write down everything that I need to do within that task so that when I'm doing it, it's easier. And this might look like for you, maybe you don't work from home, and maybe your work is like a little bit different, so this doesn't apply to it, but this can easily be done for a to-do task. Maybe you have a room that needs some TLC. So you could write clear out blah, blah, blah room. And the first thing you could write is clear out closet. Do a deep clean of the walls and the flooring, and maybe vacuum and steam clean. And you can write down all of the things that need to get done. And as you're crossing off the list, you can just get so much more done. And so this podcast, I guess, is just a little bit about routines and setting to-do lists. And just as hard as it is to want to do that kind of stuff, and as much as you would rather watch Netflix and like eat some popcorn and drink a pop, you are gonna feel a million times better. I've noticed that when I stop procrastinating and I put a podcast on and I just say, I'm doing it, I have to do it, and I just go and do the thing, I feel so much better, and it reserves so much more time for me to rest. So what this does is it just, when you get the hard things done and out of the way, you're left with so much extra time. So I guess that's kind of it. I like keeping my podcast pretty short so that you guys can, you know, get to the point. But I guess my real tips is make a list. Actually do it. Make it fun. Listen to a podcast. Listen to a live. Listen to some music while you're doing all your to-do things. Get up earlier and really get in the mindset that you are able and capable to do all of these things. And you just have to do it. So that is everything for today. I would love if you took a screenshot of this, put it on your Instagram story. Just let me know that you're listening. Tell me your favorite part. And at the end of the month, I'm doing a draw just for you supporting me. I just want you to know how much I truly appreciate it. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I'll chat soon.